Welcome to Reach Out Radio. Our mission is to share stories of those members in our community and their journey to Jesus. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and orchardchurch.life. Share us with a friend, and don't forget to tell someone about Jesus today.
Oh, no, yes. Okay, good. And we're back.
We're back. Are we recording? Yes, we are. Okay, we're good.
Hold the thing. Speaking of the topic of failure.
Yeah.
We have had some adventures even setting up today, right?
Yeah.
And to me, it was like a reminder again of, wow, even the idea of doing a podcast, the voices, let alone in my head, or worry of what, you know, and Brian, my husband, brought to my attention. He said, well, you're not doing it for you.
Amen.
Remember that. Who are you doing it for?
It's not about us.
Yeah. So that took a little bit of like, oh, yeah, you're
pressure
right.
Pressure off.
Yeah.
I think that's key though, what you just said. It's the fear of failure can be woven into fear of man.
Mm.
Fear, and it's like, and I've been there so many times, and the Lord, even when I was writing my book, Life is Muddy, I was struggling, and it birthed a whole chapter. Gosh, I keep hitting my microphone.
Oh, Lord. Do move around wherever it's comfortable.
Yeah. I talk with my hands, so I hit things. I've got, like, not much space
here.
It's the Italian in me, so I'm not sure where we're going. Back to what I was saying. But I wrote about it in my book, Life is Muddy, because God really just started to unpack this idea of living for an audience of one.
Hmm.
What does that look like? And I realized on so many levels, I think we don't really understand the freedom of what that looks like, because when we live for an audience of one, really, like, these moments reveal to us, like, okay, who are you doing this for? Oh, you're afraid to fail. Why? Who are you afraid of? Are you afraid of what they think?
It's like, get out of that boat and walk on
absolutely,
this water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned podcast, because when I started mine, I have no technical skills. I don't have a team. It is me and Jesus. Well, you know, we got a power team though. I mean, come
that's
on.
That's a pretty good co-pilot.
It's a good combo. And the whole thing hurt my brain to try to figure out. But we did it. We did it. We got it. And again, just that whole idea of stepping out of my boat, I was praying. I'm like, Lord, I'm in uncharted territory. I've never done this before. I am so afraid I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
And he said, he only sank, and I shared this on a video just recently, he only sank because he took his eyes off of me.
Yeah, true.
If you don't take your eyes off of me, you won't sink. And I'm like, okay, there it is. Eyes on him. That's where our focus needs to be at all times. And then all of a sudden, the fear of failure loses its power. It really loses power.
It's reminding yourself to keep your eyes on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the distractions that come.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. And there's going to be a ton. They're not going to stop.
No. And then would you say sometimes there are more when you are headed towards victory?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All the time. I feel like the enemy doesn't like us to step out in faith. Faith is a threat to him. So, you know, that's the one thing that threatens him is our faith in action.
That's very well
said.
Yeah,
and we're going to get the pushback, and we're going to get the accusers, and we're going to get the mockers. And I mean, look at Noah building the ark, the mockers.
How many, was it over 100 years that he built the ark?
I don't remember, but it was a long time.
It was a long time,
and
right?
There was drought. There's no, they're like, are you crazy? You're saying
they
there's going to be a flood. You know,
and on the reverse aspect of that,
people
had all that time to go pick up a piece of wood, help put a nail on.
Heed the warning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And all that time.
Yeah.
And they just looked at it and just kind of kept on going, because if they joined him, they might look crazy.
Yep.
Right.
That's another good one. All right. You just said it. That is so good, because another thing that causes the fear of failure is, what are people going to think of me?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are people going to think of me? I have my who, what, where, when. Did I not do a why? No, I didn't. That's okay. Maybe I'll.
That's okay. You know what's so funny?
Maybe on the fly.
Because that's always a question I ask people on my podcast when we're talking about a topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your why? So we were going to get you anyway.
Okay, so then maybe that'll come later. But when I think of the fear of failure, I jotted this down. I've got, you know, random things that just during my Jesus time, because I get faced with this, you know, yeah. We all do. Here's what I just jotted down real quick in the notes section of my phone. You ready? Actually.
Oh, yes.
We're going to put on the glasses this time so I can actually see.
We're busting out the glasses.
Yeah. Failure is a word we use to describe our feelings about ourselves, situations that we feel went bad, or our experiences and how they left us feeling inadequate and not good enough. Mm. It's human reasoning that comes from fear, insecurity, and reveals to us that our trust is not rooted in Christ, but in our own capabilities. Mm. And I sit with that one, and it causes me to self-reflect and ask myself some questions. Who am I living for? Mm. Is it the crowd? Is it people? Is it myself? Or is it for God? What do I believe about God? Well, I believe he's for me and he's never going to leave me. Mm. Where is my faith rooted? In myself, my capabilities, or in him and his spirit within me?
Wow.
When is he with me? Always, to the ends of this earth. He goes both before me and beside me. How am I going to accomplish this? Empowered in his strength, not in mine.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And I have to rest in those places. And when I rest, when I take that time to really go, what am I afraid of? Why am I afraid that I'm going to fail? You know, all these things that want to paralyze you.
Yeah.
I have to stop and I have to take ownership. That's an area that I'm not trusting God. That's an area where I'm letting fear override my faith.
Amen.
And I have to take ownership of that. And I got to get my head, my believer, lined up with believing him.
Yes. You know what? Someone before you on another podcast said that the committee in your head is always against you.
Mm, it's good.
That's pretty good, right? Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we have to renew our mind.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful way. The way you broke it out right there, you could use so quickly in a moment, mm-hmm. right? To just stop wherever you are. If the anxiety is hitting you and you're literally driving, just pull over, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And break that down, because there's someone out there who's probably crippled
right
with fear right now.
And God doesn't want us to be crippled. He wants Amen. Us to run. He wants Amen. Us to strip off. I think of this too, you know, it says, the Bible says he wants us to strip off all the things that weigh us down and hold us back from That's running our race, right? Well, a lot of times I think what people rest on, because it says strip off the sin mm-hmm. and all the things. So I'm like, okay, so we might be diligent at stripping off the sin, but are we stripping off worry? Are we stripping off fear? Are
exactly.
we stripping off anxiety? Are we stripping off depression? Are we getting our hearts and our minds lined up with the word of God? Because when I read the word, I'm not supposed to, he says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. So mm. why am I agreeing with the spirit of fear? Mm. He's given me a sound mind. So if my mind is crazy up there, I'm not walking in what I have available, and I've got to fight for that space.
Oh my Lord,
it's a partnership.
That's so well said.
You know?
I'm going to tear up. Aww. I'm going to wipe this one tear and just hold it and do it.
I love you. You're so cute.
Okay. So it's funny. I wrote this little, I was going through and, mm-hmm. you know, you start to research things and you go to your Bible and you go to different little notes you make. And this one popped up that said, the devil wants you to worry about what's next so you can't enjoy what's now.
Oh, that is so good. Did you write that?
No, I wish I did.
Gosh, that is so good. It's so true.
It's good,
the accuser of the brethren. Absolutely.
Even
he's
in
that
the
mocking
moment.
Spirit. Yep.
And if you're, my brain doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. It's always like, mm-hmm. So this for me hit home because mm-hmm. I could be in a place mm-hmm. trying to be present.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a huge, when I say huge failure, I mean, this. Some people might consider this a huge failure, right?
Right.
But you could be in a moment mm-hmm. and not be there at all.
Right, right. That's totally what the enemy wants. And I 100% agree. He's the joy stealer.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah. And that's
She's
what anxiety is. That's what anxiety is, though. That's that lack of peace.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that blocks us from being present in the moment and available and... He wants to take us out of the moment. And then we miss God. I was thinking about that. I haven't written about it yet. I normally, a lot of these things that I'm sharing,
it's
I've written about,
you.
But I have this idea that's been birthing in my heart where I'm like, okay, you know, God says, don't worry about tomorrow, right? But how often do we spend worrying about tomorrow?
All day
and
long.
And I have written about stuff like that, but I had this revelation of like, oh my gosh, God is, his presence is not in our tomorrow, it's in our today. That's where the comfort is. That's where the peace is. So if our head is so caught up in worrying about tomorrow, worrying about what's next, that's why we're not feeling the peace.
Absolutely.
Because his presence is in the moment. And he's like, but, and he's gone before us, but that enveloping presence that brings the peace and the comfort in the moment is a walk with him, being available. Ooh. Step by step.
It's like a little kid running ahead. Moment.
Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you how many times I have been like, all right, God, I gotcha. I see you. I know what you want me to do. And I run, boom, right into a wall. Right. And I'm like, where are you, Jesus? Oh, he's like back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on back.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I've done that so many times. I feel like, I do it less.
Mm.
I do. I feel like I do it less to the point where, you know, I really have to think like, Do I wrestle with that fear of failure? Not like I used to. Not like I used to. He's on my board. He texted me a couple of weeks ago. He said something so awesome. It was in reference to the video that I had put out. Mm. And he said, you know, Peter didn't get out of the boat because he believed he could walk on water. He said he got out of the boat because he believed God and his faith was in Jesus. I'm like, that's it. That's it. That's why if I look back at my life's journey, and like I said, I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years. I barely graduated high school. I have no business being a published author and leading a 501c. Let's just be real. It's all him. But that's why I've been so willing to get out of my boat, because my trust is so rooted in truth and in who God is.
Yeah.
I believe him. And that's what gives us the ability to walk on the water.
In my life, when I think back, so many incidents, like there mm-hmm. is no coincidence when people mm-hmm. say like,
I call them God incidences.
I like it
mm-hmm.
because I look back and I think, wow, even I look at my life and it's like being on a mountain, right?
Yeah.
And you stop, if you stop and you look.
Yep.
You look, oh my gosh, how far up am I? Holy camoly.
Yeah.
And it's like Dory, just keep swimming, you know?
I love it. Yeah.
Because people will say like, you know, this is the common thing I've heard so many times in my life. Wow, you're Wonder Woman.
Mm.
And that would play in my head as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Because now how do I live up to that?
Right. And what am I missing? Have I taken on too much? Do I look like a buffoon? What is, you know, like, and so I think about that and I think, no, I'm not Wonder Woman.
Mm.
I just have learned and am still learning every day that when I let God take the lead, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even on that note where there's those people who are, oh, I'm not like you, or I can't do that, or even jealous of successes and things like that. And it's like, well, you don't know the valleys that one person has lived in, that they've overcome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's
and so we get to celebrate each other's victories going, wow, they must have lived in the valley to get up there, you know? And then what do we do with that? Do we turn around and we help somebody else?
That's absolutely next level, sister.
Because
I thought about that. Why are we so afraid of failure, which we kind of went through? And but if you were in the midst of a failure, can you enjoy through it? So this is crazy. My brain started to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went into some of the little side notes I had in my Bible, and I thought, okay, let me just look up in the back, failure, the word, and see if it leads me to scripture.
I have that too.
Oh.
Let's do this.
Okay. When I went looking through it, and I think, oh my gosh, we could go on for, like, okay, so 1 Corinthians 13:8, and it just had failure, the word.
Right.
It didn't have a lot of extra side notes, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, gosh, I mean, the Bible's got to talk about failure. Mm-hmm. I would think there'd be a million annotated sections, right? Because, I mean, it's a whole book on failure and redemption.
Right.
So the only thing that was on there underneath it was love never fails.
Yep.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a second. Why does it sound familiar? Right. And because that's the greatest commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that is God. His undying love. So, that, so then it just kind of got me thinking like, huh, this whole little book there is basically the key
right
to overcoming failure.
Absolutely. That's it. I mean, I could testify of that. It's the revelation of the Father's love to me that makes me brave, that makes me feel courageous, that empowers me to try something that I've never tried before, even if I'm not going to be that good at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'll grow into it. You know, I'm going to put on my big girl pants and grow into this. You know, it's like, that's it. Perfect love casts out all fear.
Ooh.
So if we have fear in any area, it's because God's perfect love hasn't been perfected in us yet, because his perfect love casts out all fear. And I went through scripture also, like, because I can't think of any scriptures that talk about really fail other than God will never fail you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you.
Yeah.
You know, the one that came to mind was, it says, though I may stumble, I will not fall, for the Lord upholds me with his righteous right hand.
Ooh.
And I don't know the address to that, but it's, you can Google it. It's in the Bible. I promise. I have the Bible written in my heart, and I'm really bad at remembering. I think it's in Psalms.
We could tell you what block it's in.
No. Yeah, it's in the middle. Maybe it, yeah, it doesn't matter, but that it is a scripture, and you can Google it and look it up. I promise. But that's the only one I could think of. So it's like, you know, I'm going to have moments.
Yeah.
I'm going to have moments where I'm going to miss it. I'm going to have moments where I'm not going to do it perfect.
Yeah. Well, so be it.
But he's going to pick me up.
I have this feeling that this will lead us into another topic.
I have a feeling too.
Which we will have to do this again.
There are layers.
But I wrote a note about if we ignore our spiritual convictions, like Holy Spirit convictions, we don't allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us.
Absolutely.
So that's another way. Then I start thinking, okay, God's tools for us are his spiritual gifts.
Right.
Yeah. And if we learn how to use those in overcoming failure, and I think it's such an undertaught in the sense that, like, we go to church, we learn about scriptures, you know, we go to Bible study, we do different things like that, like reach out, we do a lot of community events, right? But then equipping people, you know,
we have to
begin that.
I think when I reflect on my journey, I kind of call that like the Martha syndrome. I think these are all good things. I think we should be plugged into a community. It's biblical. I think that we should be serving and honoring the Lord.
The Martha, that's a book right there. The Martha syndrome.
The Martha syndrome. I'll like, trademark it. No,
write
just kidding.
Write it down.
But I do. I think about that a lot. It's like we're so busy doing.
Yeah.
And here's the key. Here's the key component, what Mary found. It was Jesus said, Mary has found what is most important and it will not be taken from her, because that's our lifeline. That's where we become transformed. That's where our confidence comes from. We can read books. We can go to ministries. We can go to conferences. We can be serving in every avenue and every aspect of ministry, but that's not going to give us the confidence. That's actually accolades from other people.
To take
Let's
our eyes
be honest.
Off.
I mean, it feels good to be noticed by others.
Yeah.
But the truth is that's not going to give me the courage to live fearlessly. It's not going to transform me. I can read a ton of books and still never be transformed. It's at the feet of Jesus. It's walking with him and having that intimate and personal relationship moment by moment, checking in with him, asking for his wisdom, asking for his discernment, and then being able to say no. If I'm not supposed to go do something, if I don't have his grace to do it, then I'm going to fail hard and it's going to be my own fault. You know, because I went out of step with him getting caught up in the Martha syndrome. You know, so I think that's powerful.
It's interesting how you said at the very beginning of this podcast that this topic has many layers.
It does.
It does. It goes so deep in, you know, just the spiritual component of it, the day-to-day component. I mean, all of it, right? Even your walk, your intimate walk.
Yeah.
We're all going to have failures.
Right.
So, like I said, when I went through like some of the top, okay, I'll wrap us up with this. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
So I went through some biblical failures. King David and stealing, lying, murder, cheater, right? And then the kind of lesson when we sin, we must recognize when we sin.
Absolutely.
Right? What do we learn from that failure? And then Elijah, he had to rest. Mm-hmm. He kind of walked in circles for a while.
Yeah.
And so burnout is only permanent if you allow it to be.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to bring it home. Mm-hmm. Paul the Apostle, his conversion. Mm-hmm. He was a prison, like he took people to prison and murdered them, mm-hmm. right? And he turned out to be like mega useful.
We're still reading his letters.
Yeah, like super helpful guy. Mm-hmm. So put your trust in Christ and he will work it out for you.
Yeah, he works all things together for our good.
Oh my gosh.
According to his purposes.
There it is.
For those he loves. I said it backwards, but we know what we're talking
yeah.
about, right?
I think everyone's kind of, yeah.
I think we're all together.
You. Yeah. And then one final one, Peter the Apostle. Mm-hmm. Denied Christ. How many times, girl?
Three.
Yep. Denied Silly Christ boy. Three times, yeah. right?
How many times have we?
Oh, man. More than three.
Yeah, probably.
So failure doesn't disqualify you from God.
No, absolutely not. God qualifies us. It's all about him. And it's because of Jesus where it says mercy always triumphs over judgment. Mm. And we get to rest in that. No, it's not a license to be messy.
Exactly.
It's not a license to be messy, but... Yeah. We know where we can go.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I hope this brings someone out there a little bit of peace and equips them with some tools to get through maybe a hard day, a hard year, a hard life.
Yeah. And I want to add just real quick.
Do it.
I used to say fail forward. Mm. And I think that's a really powerful idea. But as you walk with Jesus, you realize that no, you faith forward.
Ooh.
And that's what I stand on. And that's what I'm reminded of every single time I feel that moment of fear of failure or did I mess up or did I miss it? It's like, no, you know what? I'm going to get back up and I'm going to faith forward.
Ooh. Faith forward it is, my friend.
Yep.
Till next time.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Reach Out Radio is made possible by listeners like you. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and OrchardChurch.life. Share us with a friend, and don't forget to tell someone about Jesus.